Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, August 8, 2013. The Israeli government announces the timetable to release Palestinian political detainees in preparation for peace talks, while Palestinians mark Iftar Eid. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli government has officially announced a time frame for the release of 104 Palestinian detainees imprisoned since before the first Oslo Peace Accords was signed in 1993, and said that the detainees will be released in four stages starting next week and ending in 8 months of direct talks. The Israeli radio has reported that the first group of detainees will be released next week, then 4 months later the second group will be released depending on the progress of direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. Direct talks with Tel Aviv started recently following several years of stalemate due to ongoing Israeli violations topped by Israel's illegal settlement construction and expansion activities in occupied Palestine, its ongoing invasions and assaults. From his part, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stated on Thursday that direct political talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority will start very soon, and added that the Palestinians will not abandon their legitimate rights and their right to declare occupied Arab Jerusalem as the capital of their state. His statement came after he placed roses on the grave of late President Yasser Arafat as the Muslim nation started the Iftar holy fast celebration, marking the end of the holy Muslim month of Ramadan. The president said that this feast carries special joy to the Palestinian people and all detainees who have been imprisoned before the year 1994, as they will be released from Israeli prisons soon. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, August 8th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Seamus Sloan-White and me, Ghassan Bannoura.